I did have to tell Raven that no is a complete sentence. And I was like, you can stand. And I think that comes from the line of work you're in.
Yeah.
You know, people pleasing and whatever. But I was like, no is a complete sentence and you can feel okay.
Yeah. Our boundaries are completely pushed every single day as actors. All the time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Miranda Moments. Today, I'm joined by someone I think is just wonderful. And her voice is... it's next level. You guys, Amber Riley is here.
Hi.
How are you, Amber? Oh, yes. This can be a live audience show where we play audience. Full participation. Full participation. Hi, thanks. How you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a little flustered. It's hot.
I know.
Came from Joshua Tree. Still kind of burning up on the inside.
Joshua Tree is hot.
It is
hot. Oh, my gosh.
The desert. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so the purpose of Miranda Moments is to dive a little bit deeper on a specific topic with a guest. And today I wanted to talk to you about triggers. Now, we hear this word being used very loosely nowadays. People will just be like, oh, that triggers me. And it's because they have water poured in a cup to a height that they don't like. But I want to know, you know, it's true.
It's true.
What triggers you? Superficially and more seriously.
Oh my gosh, what triggers me superficially? I really hate hearing people chew.
That's a big trigger, though.
Yeah, I really hate it.
Because that can evoke some real anger.
I have a visceral reaction to it. I really want to put my fist through a wall.
And how do you handle it?
I just have to breathe.
I think it's scoby. And now, is it chewing anything?
Anything. Mouth sounds drive me insane.
Is that mesophobia? Mesophobia?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's what there's a name for it. There's like a condition and a name for everything.
True. that triggers me to be 100. They're just like, shit, everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's a real one. I get that. Breathing too loudly, the chomping.
It's just mouth sounds. They drag me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the smacking.
Our dog has dry mouth.
So he, all day?
Yeah. You could not. You would. So Raven said that she hated dogs that slobbered. So she manifested so hard that she got a dog that just has a dry ass mouth. I'm like, where is our dog going that he's getting this fucking mouth? Like, what is he smoking? What is he doing?
That's amazing.
Okay. So we understand that then in public, how do you deal with a trigger?
In public?
Yeah.
I deal with a lot of things internally. So on the inside, I'm imagining a scenario where I just choke. But it's in my head, though.
Yeah.
I'll never.
No.
I'll never actually do it.
Take action.
Yeah.
I would help my Amber. We'll be there to restrain you. Don't worry.
But in my head.
Can you imagine where, like, Amber's going to a restaurant tonight? Everybody can gather
around. Stop chewing.
Yeah, exactly. No one's eating tonight. Okay, now, more serious triggers.
Mm-hmm. More serious triggers. I hate when someone. I hate really passive-aggressive. I hate passive-aggressive people. I need you to just tell me what's going on. I don't like to try and figure out what it is that you're feeling.
It's interesting that you say this because that's exactly how my wife is. And I'm not kidding. And I wonder if that's also a little bit of like upbringing and community. Mm. Yeah, you think?
Maybe. I think sometimes it's hard to communicate, which I do understand. But it's a trigger for me because I grew up in a house where, like, I feel like sometimes they were trying to keep a lot from us and not tell us a lot. But I feel everything. So I already know something is happening, brewing, going on without you even telling me. I'd rather you just, like, just say it or, like, don't do things by, like, the power of suggestion and try to get me to come to... Because I'm always going to answer to what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer to what you're actually saying.
That's so interesting. That's hard because then there are some people who are afraid trying to say what they mean. They don't know how. They don't mean it to upset you.
Yeah.
But I can also understand how that would create such a spiral in your mind if you also are making an assumption that, like, this person is saying something or feeling something that they're not saying.
Yes.
And therefore, does that create a lot of anxiety for you?
It creates anxiety in a way of, like, I don't want to be a bully because I can very much just be a bully right now, but I don't want to be a bully. Like, when I was living in the UK, I realized, like, a lot of microaggressions and a lot of passive aggressiveness there, but I was, like, didn't want to be there and be the ugly American. So I had to gauge when I was going to acknowledge something and when I wasn't. So, yes, it does create a lot of anxiety because it keeps you from saying what it is that you want to say, so that you don't look like the bad guy. But, I mean,
that's also, I think, culturally then, too, right? Because you're around British people.
Yes.
Who are taught in a way. And this is so interesting because my family, I have a whole side of my family that is English. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was raised very much that way. And that is how I was taught to communicate. Which is, you're not just like, stop doing this, I don't like it. You actually try and like test the waters of figuring out, if you say this, will you be safe? Will there be repercussion? But then for you or someone like Raven, it feels dodgy.
Yeah.
It feels kind of sus. And
yeah.
I just like end up being.
When they think they're being polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm being polite. Mm-hmm. And Raven's like, I fucking hate this.
I despise it.
You guys, I think, oh, hey, this is where, I get it. I really get it.
Yeah.
What helps you work through your triggers? Like, has anything, music or writing or?
I surround myself in a very unmasked around. I know who to be that way around. I know who my safe spaces are. So I've worked really hard in creating an environment around me where I could just be myself so that I don't have those anxieties. Because, you know, like going out, if people know who you are, whatever, I have to have a certain mindset before I go into any group of unknown, unknown people. I have a certain mindset of what it is that I'm going to deal with. But knowing that I could have a weekend or a week, I don't have to go out, and I could still be around my friends and completely 100% be myself, and we speak the same language. We respect each other and we communicate well. That is a safe space for me. It's like, I know I always have that. I can handle the other stuff for a couple of hours. But for that, like for most of my life, that's what I had.
Yeah.
That and therapy.
Yeah.
Those things have really helped.
Therapy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Therapy is for real. It's, mm-hmm. I think, super important that we all go to therapy at one point or another in our life just to handle it. Because life is hard.
It is.
There are, honestly, triggers potentially everywhere, and we all have to kind of like figure out our triggers and then build the toolkit to handle those moments so we can be more adjusted, better versions of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I really think.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done. No,
yet,
no doubt about it. What about boundaries? Are you good at setting boundaries?
Excellent at setting boundaries.
How did you get good at that?
You stop caring that people get mad at you.
Oof.
That's the only way that you'll It's the only way that you'll get
And put yourself first in that way.
The only way that you'll get good at setting boundaries is stop caring that people get mad. And I mean, like, caring to the point of adjusting your own comfort or protection. I care. I'm not a monster. I care. Right. I care for people that I love or people that I care about get upset about a decision that I have to make, mm-hmm. but not enough for me to not make the decision.
Did you have a hard time learning or implementing that in your life?
Yes, I learned the hard way.
Was the hard way?
The hard way is letting people take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Continuing to get hurt and paddled all over and over and over and over again by making the wrong decisions for yourself, never saying no, taking responsibilities for stuff that you shouldn't be taking responsibilities for, getting my ass whooped.
Yeah.
My life.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah. Again. Until you say enough.
Until you say enough. And the discomfort is the discomfort. I'd rather the discomfort than the pain.
Yeah. Do you notice that once you became more capable of setting boundaries and that people started reacting to you differently?
Yeah.
Positively, negatively?
Positively, I got a group of friends that also set really great boundaries, and we can have really good conversations if we disagree or whatever the case may be. That's the positive. You start attracting that because they don't mind you saying no. You know,
they get it.
They get it.
Yeah.
They don't mind. They or sometimes they don't freaking ask. They're asking you, oh, do you need anything? Are you good? instead of takers. Take. The bad part is you do lose people that you love. Just because maybe they weren't good for you doesn't mean that you didn't actually love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. I wonder about that too, because I just, in some of like the personal work that I'm doing for myself, I envision that if I shift my energy, then others will in time respond differently to me. And I know that that's true, because what we put out there and how we treat ourselves kind of is indicative of how others will receive us or treat us. And in some cases I've experienced it and seen that come to life, and then other places I haven't. But I think it's really interesting just to hear the perspective of somebody who's really done it, upheld it, and then it's like, no, I got this now. And then you end up in community and relationship with people in a totally different frequency.
100%.
And it just changes, I think, how we end up functioning in our lives and in our world.
Yeah.
Hopefully for the better, if it's from healthy places.
It helps getting a partner that doesn't like anybody either. Because,
oh my God. Yeah, buddy.
That's,
he can't stand
it. Ditto, Amber.
He's Sagittarius, and my mom is Sagittarius, and they are so alike.
Leon is a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Yes. What are you?
Aquarius.
I'm a Leo. That's so funny. Yeah, Sagittarius.
They don't like nobody.
Oh, and they're so okay about it.
Yep.
And that's the boundary, and it's like they had it from day one.
Mm-hmm. Everyone likes him. He don't like everybody. Yeah. They don't know.
What is that? That's my one.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
She
knows me. Yes, I know. But I did have to tell Raven that no is a complete sentence. Mm. And I was like, you can stand. And I think that comes from the line of work you're in.
Yeah.
You know, people pleasing and whatever. But I was like, no, it's a complete sentence, and you can feel okay.
Yeah. Our boundaries are completely pushed every single day as actors. All the time. Yeah.
It's wild. Okay. There's a little bit we're going to do, and then we move on to the next thing. Okay. This is called Miranda Rights. I'm going to read them to you, and you have the right to remain silent, or you can answer truthfully.
Oh, God.
Either way, don't worry. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Either way, your responses will probably be used against you in the comment section, but don't be scared. It's okay. So I'm switching it up a little bit.
Okay.
And you're just going to tell me if you think this should be legal or illegal.
Legal or illegal. Okay. Yep.
Bringing your own snacks into a movie theater.
Legal.
Yeah. I agree. Taking a hotel robe home with you.
Legal.
Driving barefoot.
Illegal.
Singing really loudly in a public park.
Illegal.
But I'd give you legal. Just if you have a good voice. Using someone else's Netflix password.
Legal.
Amen. Amber, thanks for sitting down with me.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you all for watching this episode of Miranda Moments. Make sure to check out the full episode with Amber this Thursday. See you later.